Hello again. This is Kate, one of the writers for True Tales. We've just hit the 2/3 funded milestone on the Season 3 crowdfund, unlocking this minisode, Basket Case. That means we've raised $6,000 towards the third season of True Tales of the Illuminati. That's pretty incredible, but we're not done yet. The crowdfund ends on April 2nd, so we only have a little over another week to raise the remaining $3,000 to make our next season happen for real. Are we going to make it? I don't know. But what I do know is that we have another minisode lined up to release when we hit 9,000, written by and guest starring the one and only Tom Crowley of Wooden Overcoats. It's a hilarious script, and the performances are top-notch, if I do say so myself. We really, really want to share this with you. So what we're doing is this. Once the crowdfund is done, regardless if we raise the full amount, if you have backed us for $5 or more, you'll be able to listen to the Quiblerman Conundrum, an adventure taking place on the eve of Queen Elizabeth's coronation as Beck and the team race to cover up their own mistakes before a brilliant scientist figures out the truth behind the lies. If you've donated, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. If you haven't yet, now is the time. We're a small show. We only have a tenth of the listeners that networked audio dramas do, and you are one of them. The only way the show gets made is from listeners donating directly, and all of that money goes right into the cast and the sound design and engineering. I and our writing staff don't take a cut. We do it because we love making the show, so if you enjoy listening to it and want more, even if it's only $5, please give what you can. If we can't make it to the full fund, we'll release as many episodes as we can afford and then come back to beg for more. But, well, that will mean that season 3 will probably be the last season. We need you to show us that we can afford to spend more years of our lives making more True Tales. If you can't give anything, you can still make a post or leave a review or tell a friend, because that's how we've gotten to where we are, and it means a lot to us. So thank you. And if you can give more, there are all kinds of great incentives and prizes and swag. So please visit truetalesteam.com/crowdfund. Thank you so much. Here's Basket Case.
True Tales of the Illuminati, Basket Case, written by Max Kreisky, Catherine Cargill, and Eric Tragesser. Druid Wednesday, Alba. Deputy Underboss Beck has gone to negotiate with the head of the Druids over, quote, a grotesque exuberance of calendars. Her gentle suggestions that they should consider pivoting to agriculture have been met with her banishment to a Wicker Man and, quote, a one-way trip to Flametown. Her intern, Jackie, has been tasked with smoothing things over.
So, what do I have to do today to get you to let Beck out of that big wicker man?
Impossible. She's in there.
Okay, well, why? Why do you have to keep wicker manning people?
That's not actually our thing. We don't keep wicker manning people, despite offensive Roman stereotypes to the contrary.
We prefer trees. Wicker is made of grass. Spiritually speaking, we're tree guys.
And animals are way overrated. They get too much attention if you ask me.
Can you build a house out of cows?
I keep telling you yes. Stop using that example. People are going to start writing epics about cows instead of trees.
Jackie, close the deal already. There's a calf in here with me and he keeps trying to eat my hair. You are not as cute as I assumed, you little jerk.
Oh, no. He isn't?
No.
Oh. Okay. If wicker manning is such a stereotype, why are you doing it?
Well, we kept hearing these rumors from the Romans about how we liked killing people and babies and throwing them in wicker men.
They say that about all the religions that don't involve babies suckling on she-wolves, pervs.
Then somebody said, hey, it would really teach them if we actually made a wicker man. And someone else was like, I dare you to do it. And now there's a wicker man.
Might as well lean in.
Plus, we were all pretty bladdered on ritual tonic mead.
So when your friend there said that maybe we should take it easy on the calendars?
I can't believe she said that. Oh, man. Oh, it makes me so mad. I'm fuming.
She's in the wicker, man. She can't hurt you anymore.
I just love calendars so much.
We all do. We all love calendars.
All you do is make calendars now. You're neglecting basic agriculture. The Romans are going to walk all over you.
Oh, if I had a second, larger wicker man, oh, you'd be in it.
Why would we waste our time on agriculture when we could be growing trees, chasing cows, and making calendars?
I want to churn earth all day and plant wee seedies that turn into wee plants like a loser.
I want to build a stone stream that's miles long so I can water my little plants.
Oh, no. I spent so long on my seed shit, I don't know what time of year it is anymore.
Now I'm dying in the snow! My hubris!
Oh, if only I'd raised cows!
And scene.
You see? You see how you sound to us?
Ah.
How's it going over here? Good?
No!
We're kind of stuck in the weeds. These two guys will not stop talking.
Dang, really?
Yes. Where have you been?
Checking out a really cool calendar.
Oh, come on.
You gotta see this. It's amazing. Get this. It's made out of stone and dirt.
Oh, wow. Baby's first building materials. So good. Congratulations.
You don't get it.
I'm telling you that.
Beck, you should give these guys a chance. You'd probably like the calendars. It lights up a special tiny picture on one special day of the year.
It took us so long to build it. We're super proud of that one.
As long as it's not cloudy.
It was a terrible idea. It's always cloudy here. And it lights up in the middle of winter on the shortest day of the year.
I don't know, Beck. They're kind of selling me on it.
From a distance, it just looks like a mound of grass with a retaining wall.
We've planted some trees, though. They'll really spruce things up.
Boo!
Oh, my pantheon! Was that a tree pun?
Maybe.
No, it was. I can tell.
You should be a composer of epic poems. You could really do it.
Well, I've dabbled.
No way! You gotta recite something!
Well, I'm taking a stab at one about a great hero who plants a lot of trees.
Go on.
And then he uses the trees to make a giant calendar.
Yes, that's so good.
Maybe I'm happier dead.
No, don't say that.
I didn't mean it, Ishmael.
What?
It was an exaggeration.
Go on.
So I exaggerated how I felt to show both that I couldn't possibly mean the thing I said because it was out of proportion, while at the same time expressing the intensity of my feeling. Oh my God, why am I doing this right now?
No, this is good. I feel like I'm starting to understand you for the first time.
That is really depressing. We've spent so much time together.
Hey, where did Jackie go? Jackie? Jackie? Oh, there you are. Why are you sneaking up on the big wicker guy?
I am not. Shut up.
Yes, you are. I can see you. You're doing sneaky feet.
Aw, damn it. They tried to distract us by getting us into the weeds and tree talk again.
That's such a funny turn of phrase. Did you come up with that?
That was mine from earlier.
Get her! Put her in the wicker, man!
Wait, before you do that, what makes this wicker man so appealing? Yes, we all want to know that.
Oh, that was Llewellyn.
It was his idea?
No, he's the model. The man is a dish. Huge thing. Has to beat women off with a tree.
Enormous thing. He wouldn't need the tree, really.
Oh, yes, I see that now. Wow, good for him.
Hey, are we not putting her in the Wicker Man?
In a minute. You really have to explain, Llewellyn, to get the whole effect of it.
Because she's breaking into it again.
Damn it. Okay, we have got to get a third guy up here. Where's Llewellyn when you need him? He's great at keeping us on task.
Calendars.
Why? Well, hard to blame him.
Yeah, I admire that. Even though he could coast on looks, he still has other good qualities.
I wish we were doing calendar stuff with Llewellyn, instead of dumb burning people alive stuff.
It can't all be calendars.
What the fuck did you just say?
I mean, I love calendars.
Aye, of course you do. We all do.
But the calendars have to mark time for something, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, the calendars can't just be marking time for when it's time to make more calendars.
So, we should use them to mark... what?
We could use them for figuring out when to plant trees, and when to pick acorns, and also when to trim trees.
That sounds like agriculture talk.
It's not agriculture. They're trees. It's agroforestry at worst.
I say listen to him.
No one asked you.
No one ever asks me. Not even Jackie, who is gesturing at me like she's trying to get me to keep talking. Well, I am talking. I'm talking a lot, even as she... Wait, no, she's reversing the talking gesture. I'm making a mistake somehow. Okay, I think she's given up on gestures and she's just going for the axe.
Hey! Hey! Stop opening a hole in that wicker, man! That took ages! It's like... it's so much weaving!
It takes hours just to make a goddamn basket!
How many?
Oh, you'd never... Wait! No! We're not getting distracted again.
Got it! Sweet freedom! Get this calf off me!
Why do you think he's pretty cute? I think you undersold him.
Well, you can have him.
He likes you better.
I don't want him. Make him love you.
I'm trying. What makes you think I'm not trying?
But what should we do with them?
I hear Declan built an even bigger Wicker Man.
Bigger than Llewellyn?
I think he was feeling insecure.
Come to me, sacrificial calf. We're not so different. We were both born so that we may die.
Ishmael, don't be sad at the calf. He doesn't understand pathos. You'll just upset him.
Shut up and keep escaping.
Okay, well, what's your big idea?
We could throw them in the burial mound.
Are you out of your mind? The place where we intern our most sacred high kings?
If they're so great, why do we keep losing to Romans? Maybe the mound is for losers. Maybe we put losers in there now.
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Is this the way out? All the landmarks are just calendars now since the last time I was here.
Yeah, this is it.
Ma.
That's right, buddy. Just come along with me.
You say something to your big guy.
Don't be ridiculous, Jackie. He's a baby. Babies don't talk.
Oh, hey, don't you police my tone.
Oh, don't you complain about tone policing. We stopped talking about that like 2 years before we started on calendars.
How can you even tell?
Because we ran the calendars backwards to see when things happened.
Wow, that's a very useful feature of calendars.
I know, I love them so much.
What were we even arguing about?
Something about, Wicker Men?
Agriculture?
Oh, the prisoners escaping.
How did we even forget that?
We have got to get our shit together. This is embarrassing.
Oh, the Romans will start building stone streams around here and we won't even notice at this rate.
Wait. Where did they go?
Oh, no.
We can't let this get around. People are gonna laugh at us.
What if, and hear me out,
we burn the Wicker Man and say that she was in it?
Yes, exactly. How did you know?
I've been your right-hand druid for almost 15 calendar periods.
Is that a year or the time it takes to build a calendar?
Depends.
Ah, makes sense. Well... shall we?
Let's.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, we should do this every calendar period.
want to help us make season 3, please back us on Indiegogo. Just search True Tales of the Illuminati. You can also follow us on Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more updates at True Tales Team. Illuminati Illuminodo. Basket Case was written by Max Kreisky, Catherine Cargill, and Eric Tragesser. In this episode, Chloe Zweiker was Beck, Julie Snyder was Jackie, Noel Nazi was Ishmael, Takai Nazir was High Druid Corbin, Mike Giordano was Low Druid Brendan, and Dennis Bruno was The Memo. Logo designed by Tom Crowley. Theme by Arnie Parrott. It was directed and produced by Max Kreisky, with editing and sound design by Headley Knights and Beth Crane.